You're listening to a download from North Sound 2. Listen again.
Good morning. Welcome to The Talk-In. It's Cammy sitting here in the studio. You have a variety of ways of getting in touch. We have Cammy at northsound2.com, 01224 401035. We have introduced a tweet system. You can tweet me if you're a tweeting sort of person on Cammy 1035, or if you're a texting person, text 61025 and prefix it with Cammy, C-A-M-M-Y. That's the ways you get in touch with me, and the reason you want to get in touch with me is because this is your show. If you want to talk about anything under the sun, if you'd like to find out about something, if there's something that's been inkling at the back of the mind, you think, now that is just whatever, then, hey, give me a phone and we'll see if we can work it out. I've got a couple of things that might just set things off. Would you believe it? Every time the talk-in comes up in my life, we have Union Terrace Gardens. And today, well, no change there, I'm afraid. We're now in a situation where apparently, a referendum could be held to gauge the public's support for the City Gardens project. Now, that's fine, but I was under the opinion that there had been some form of decision made. That is why the project had been put forward for people to go and look at. But it seems that councillors are going to discuss the possibility of holding a referendum on the future use of Union Terrace Gardens at a meeting on Tuesday. Now, this will then, if it's passed, allow a referendum to be created so that people can then say, right, we do want this or we don't want that, my understanding. However, what I'm a bit concerned about personally is, gracious, it could cost an awful lot of money. There could be a budget in the region of £250,000 to put up with. Cal McCaig, the leader of the council, this is what he had to say about the matter.
I think that's all still up for discussion at the moment. We've got a report coming to the Enterprise Planning Infrastructure Committee on the 15th of November, so a couple of weeks' time, which will outline the costs of that. These are still being worked on and bottomed out. They're probably not as high as they were. But when you consider that it might be the low hundreds of thousands to do this, it would be, if the answer is yes, there is a significant amount of investment on the table, £140 million plus of investment in the city centre. So when you put it and compare it with the prize on offer, if people are in favour of it, I don't think the cost is an insurmountable hurdle. But we can look at whether there are other avenues for it to be funded. But we need to demonstrate support or otherwise for the project for it to go ahead anyway. And I think the way of doing that in the most unambiguous manner is to do it through an open referendum. There is a very different stage that we're at now with this than it was at the initial consultation stage a couple of years back. I've had a couple of emails in from people over the last few days saying they've been to see the designs, that they've actually were incredibly sceptical, but now that they've seen them, they can see that there are options there that virtually leave the gardens intact, but provide a big kind of develop the dual carriageway side and the railway side. So people are, it would seem, beginning to change their mind on it. And if you're talking about £140 million worth of investment in the city centre, I think you can, it's worth seeing if that's something that people want. If people don't want it, then that's fair enough too. But I think when that's on the table, it's worth looking at very seriously to see if it's something that we should go ahead with.
There you go. That's Callum putting forward his opinion. He, of course, is in favour of the referendum. The referendum would take place. It's proposed that it would be only those on the electoral roll for Aberdeen. So basically, the people on the electoral roll for Aberdeen should be invited to participate in the referendum. However, it seems to me that this is us still deciding if it's going to happen or if it's not. Now, 01224 401035, if you want to put forward your opinion on that. As I say, if you're shy about coming on the radio, and you really shouldn't be, because it's not that that bad. You can email carmi@northsound2.com. You can tweet me on carmi@1035. That might be a new thing for you. It might take a wee while to get used to that. But if you have a tweet account and you'd like to do that, then carmi1035 is where you can get me there. It's CAMMY. And the text is 61025. Prefix it with Carmi, spelled the same way, CAMMY. On the phone lines, Norman, hello, how are you?
Not bad at all, Carmi. I'm often on a Sunday, and I would just like to make one point. If they are going to waste £250,000, which is an awful lot of money in most people's books, why don't they have a referendum that includes, do the people want the Western Peripheral Route to go ahead?
Well, you know something? I get the feeling that if you take the Western Peripheral Route and the Union Terrace Gardens and put them together,
yes,
I think there's two possibly different aspects to that.
Yeah, well, we can either say yes to the Western Peripheral Route, no to the Western Peripheral Route, yes to Union Terrace Gardens, or no to Union Terrace Gardens. And I'm sure that the Western Peripheral Route would come out, yes, everyone wants it. And Union Gardens, I think most people are quite blasé about it, but I think that something probably has to be done to these gardens, because people are actually scared to go down into that area during the day and at night. So probably something has to be done about the gardens. But let's get the Western Peripheral Route done and dusted before we start doing referendums on anything else. Because all the city seems to do is say no to everything. Donald Trump, no. Western Peripheral Route, yes.
Ah, but hold on, Norman. I mean, Donald Trump's gone ahead.
But how long did that take?
No, but hold on. What you said was the city says no to everything. Okay.
Yes, wind farms, no.
Just hang it fire, boy. Hang fire.
Okay.
The Donald Trump thing has gone ahead, agreed?
Agreed, yes.
Yeah, okay. Now, is the peripheral route not going ahead?
Well, a certain group are trying to stop it.
Ahead. Yes, I'm aware of that. But the principle behind it was, last time I did any reading on it, and please, I mean, I'm by no means the expert. I'm the same as you. I take an interest in the thing, but I don't necessarily sit down and study it. It's something that I'm going to make a point of trying to find out some form of mentor system so we can actually get people to explain to us things. But I understood that the peripheral route was going ahead, and the group are putting forward their opinion as to why it shouldn't go ahead. And they were, it was decided it would go ahead, but they want to go back and have further discussion. Am I right?
Yes, but this is delay.
Yes, but the point is, I agree with that aspect of it. It's delay, but people have to have their say. However, and taking up the topic where you say no. I mean, the peripheral route is being delayed, but yes,
by years,
it's going ahead. But Donald Trump thing going ahead, yes. We go to the Union Terrace Gardens, and if they take the referendum on that, is that not a shorter timescale thing? Because surely if they say yes, that means we've got the projects in line. So people would then have to say which project they like, or would the decision be made which project you like? Could that be incorporated in the referendum?
The councillors are voted in to represent the people.
Correct.
Why do they have to spend £250,000. They could give £250,000 to ARI to upgrade a ward or something. The councillors are voted to represent the people. Let them make the decision. Don't waste £250,000 on a referendum.
Could I put this another way, Norman? Are you saying that the councillors have got to take responsibility and move things through as they think best because they've been elected to do so, as opposed to coming back to the public every time?
I think that's why they are elected. That's why government is elected as well.
Okay. Norman, there's a stack of people on the line, so okay. I owe them the courtesy of talking to them as well.
Well, thank you very much.
We are going to talk to Jim Knowles after the break.
North Sound 2. Listen again.
We're on the talk, Jim Knowles. Hello, how are you?
Pardon?
Hello there, how are you, Jim?
I'm fine, thanks. Yourself?
Did I take you by surprise?
No, not at all.
Okay.
No, I've heard your voice many times before and I quite enjoy your banter.
Oh, thank you very much. We'll see how this banter progresses. Go on, Jim. You're specifically Union Terrace Gardens?
Yes, I am.
Go on.
Right. The thing is, I've worked in Union Terrace Gardens for quite a number of months now, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. Now, I've met and spoken to a lot of different people coming through the gardens over that period of time. And they voiced their opinion about the referendum and what else have you.
Yes.
As far as the gardens go. And these people that I have spoken to are not in favour at all of anything being done to their gardens apart from getting it tidied up and take the entire look away from it. But the gardens are a place where a lot of people come down and enjoy.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay, now, Jim, two seconds, mate. You say you work there?
Yes.
What do you do?
I give a hand with the gardening.
Are you one of the guys that looks after the garden?
Yes, I'm not. I was, but as I say, the other lad, he's a chief gardener, but there's two that actually work there.
Oh, and I see.
I know full well how the people of Aberdeen.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's cool. That's cool. Listen, never mind the people of Aberdeen. How long have you been involved with Union Terrace Gardens?
Since I was five.
Since you were five. Okay. Yeah. So you have a fair bit of knowledge of the place, it's fair to say, because
right.
I trust you're of a more mature age.
Yes, I am retired.
Okay. Listen, man.
Yeah.
Just let's take this aside a little bit, okay? Because
right.
At the moment, as I said, I'm trying to set up a system where I can get people who know about things so I can ask them questions. Because I don't know about you, but I get very confused when I don't... You don't get the straightforward story. Now, I've heard a lot of stories about how fit for purpose Union Terrace Gardens is. Tell me something. The railings.
Yes.
Are they rusted? Are they in a bad state of affairs? Are they a problem?
They are not a problem because, obviously, they have been painted and they're part of the feature of Union Terrace Gardens.
Yeah.
As I say, those bits and pieces in the gardens are needing tidied up because the gardens are looking tired at the moment.
Yes. Okay. Right. Can I just... I want to get through this briefly. The arches.
Yes.
Right. Now, I have... My issue with the arches is, unfortunately, people use them as sleeping rooms and they're not sleeping rooms, and people also use them as toilets, and they're certainly not toilets. What's the situation there? Are they tidy enough, or do they need to be redone?
The arches themselves need tidied up, but obviously, to get these arches tidied up, you have to move out the undesirables that are... Sleeping there, drinking there, and urinating there as well.
Okay, which brings me to the next point. So what you are saying as a person who works in the garden, and stepping aside from the referendum issue at the moment, mm-hmm. what you're saying is these gardens could be regenerated as are.
Yes.
Okay, would that then mean that the people who are concerned about walking at nights and things like this, would it be a safer area if they were just rejuvenated? Or do we have to understand that time has moved on and we might have to change the actual, you know, the way the gardens are constructed?
Because, as I say, I played on that gardens when I was 5 years old. That was my garden when I was a young boy.
Uh-huh. Understood.
Now, I spoke to one of the architects who was involved in one of these competition projects.
Yeah.
Right? And I put my point across to him how I would sort out the
parts
of the garden.
Yes.
Now, what I would do is, if you've got a moment, I would pedestrianise Union Terrace itself.
Yes.
Right?
Okay.
And do you know where the arches are?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Turn them
into
two or three little wee... rooms or cafeterias.
Yeah.
Extend the walkway out the way because there's a steep bank which runs across.
Yes.
Build a retaining wall.
Yes.
Widen the walkways, right?
Uh-huh.
And put two access lifts at either side.
Yes.
At either end of the terrace so the people who are confined to wheelchairs can get access down into the gardens because they don't have access as such. So they go all the way around the back of it.
Yes, that's true.
Jim,
I don't mean to stop you because obviously you've got opinions and you have knowledge of the gardens, but again, I have to say there's an awful lot of people waiting on. Jim,
well, I call it the tranny park.
Say again?
I call it the tranny park.
Listen, Jim, do you think it's a good idea to have a referendum on the project?
No, I don't think.
You don't?
Because obviously, if there is a referendum, the council will go against it anyway.
Now that's, I don't know if you can say that, Jim.
Well,
I would kind of hope that your tongue was in your cheek when you were saying that, because yeah. if there is a referendum, there's no way that we can say that the council will go against it, because there's no point having a referendum, and I really can't see that happening at all, Jim.
Well, obviously, give the citizens of Aberdeen the chance uh-huh. to vote on that and see.
Okay, now the reason I'm asking you that is you've got very strong opinions,
yes,
and you
I
work
have.
In the place. Okay, now yeah. everybody's entitled to their opinions. Fine. If the referendum says yes, we want to do the new project, would you still be happy to work within the Union Terrace Gardens round that new project?
Yes, I would, but the thing is, at the end of the day, they're going to say it's going to cost X amount of millions of pounds to do this project.
Yeah.
But they have to get a loan.
Well, yeah. You see, this I tell you, man, this could be the next discussion point. But listen, Jim, I'm moving on.
Right.
Thanks very much. I do appreciate the fact that you've taken the time and with your knowledge. Okay,
Tommy.
Next up is Graham. Graham, hello, how are you doing, man?
Good morning, Frank. Nice to hear from you again.
Well, now, can I just maybe just give you a little insight?
Mm-hmm.
I'm nae Frank.
Oh, I see, right, okay.
But listen, Peter, dinna you worry about it. Okay, Michael?
Right.
Right, John, now, what are you saying?
One point. Why doesn't Sir Ian Wood take $5 million and demolish St Nicholas House, build a memorial garden and recite the Gordon Highlanders statue into that.
Listen, you haven't been listening to the talking for a while. He doesn't want to do that, and he's not going to.
Oh, okay.
No, and what he wants to do is he wants to be involved in the Union Terrace Gardens project, and that is specifically what his vision is. For that aspect, we spoke about St Nicholas. We spoke about it being demolished, etc., and the reasons behind that. But as far as the gardens goes, Sir Ian Wood has stated from day one that he wants to put X amount of money into a project which involves Union Terrace Gardens. Hence, we are now in a situation where I ask you the question: should there be a referendum?
Yes.
Okay. If there is,
last speaker. Said, I also believe that even if the people decided that they didn't want anything to do with the updating the gardens or touching the gardens as such,
uh-huh.
I think the council, in my opinion, would still go against that.
You guys are not very trusting people.
No.
The whole concept of a referendum, my friend, is that the people get the choice. Now, if we decide the referendum is a valid thing to have, and the referendum is put out, if people go and vote, you have to adhere to the vote of the people.
Do they?
Listen, you know, Graham, I thought I was a cynical one in this conversation.
It's like the government with our pensions just now. You know, the government can do whatever you say or whatever the people say. The government can turn things around and do what they like.
Ah, you've got me. You know, okay, righto.
Bye, Frank.
No, yes, okay. See you later, John.
Bye.
What a cheeky sod, eh? I'll get him later. Hey, Stan, how are you?
I was almost going to say Frank there as well.
And I was always going to give you a toast then, but never mind, carry on.
No, we've been frank with each other for a long time.
Yes, we have been frank with each other.
I was, in fact, the gentleman two back from me actually stole my thunder in as much as that he has suggested what I was going to suggest, and that is better access for wheelchairs. As you
yep.
possibly know, I'm with the City Council's Disability Advisory
yep.
Group. I'm vice chair for my sins. But there are certainly merits in doing something with the gardens. They cannot stay as they are because, quite honestly, they're underused, really. Because of access. There's only one access point to the gardens, and that is, of course, beside the theatre, as the gentleman pointed out. The thing is that they're unsafe.
Yeah, yeah.
They're very unsafe because, sadly, the cultures that exist nowadays tend to thrive down there for
yes.
some sad reason.
Well, the thing is, though, Stan, all the projects that are put forward are obviously up to the standard of modern day requirement. And,
indeed.
You know,
indeed.
All the projects would include user friendly facilities and, you know, inclusion facilities, etc. So, really, In that case, I think, you know, your desire would be safe. But the question we're still asking is, you know, is the referendum the thing that should be done? Or, as someone suggested, should the council, as the representative body of the citizens of Aberdeen, make the decision on their behalf?
Well, I would say the councillor should get on and do it, because referendums cost a heck of a lot of money, and
the austerity we're
facing at the moment surely is I wouldn't say it's a waste of money, Cammy. I wouldn't go as far as to say that. What I do believe is that do we genuinely need to spend that money?
Well, I think they need to spend some money on the project, but you know, how many times we have to, you know, sit down and decide and make decisions or have decisions, you know, it's maybe one of those scenarios whereby, you know, the best action is doing something, and okay, fair enough, you have to accept that some people want it, some people don't.
Well, I mean, life has compromises to it, of course it has.
Yeah.
I mean, if it becomes the necessary thing to do, then obviously it has to go forward that way.
Okay, so
I just hope that they don't waste money, because you know, we're all accusing people of wasting money these days. But
yeah.
No, I mean, we have to get a decision. And sadly, if it's spending money, it's spending money. It's not what we would have liked. But then again, we can't have it all our own way.
Yeah, that's very true. But again, Callum, he is very clear in his feeling. He feels that he wants to be in a situation where he feels that people should be involved in the decision. Stan, thanks very much for that. 01224 401035 is the phone number. Cammy@northsound2.com. If you're on the email and listening online, you can give me a tweet if you like. It's Cammy1035. And if you're a texting person and you want to get involved, 61025. Prefix it with Cammy.
North Sound 2. Listen again.
Here we are, the talking, and you know, it's amazing the amount of people who are sort of just, they're putting in comments. The essence of the matter, folks, is, you know, is the referendum going to happen? Is it going to what? We can get a quick straw poll here. You can tweet me on Cammy1035 or a text 61025, prefix it with Cammy, and just see yes or no. Because there's quite a few people, a wee bit shy about coming on the radio. And you shouldn't be shy. It's not a situation where you're going to be hung out to dry. It's a case of you put forward your opinion. And even if you're looking for information or something, we can maybe try and sort that out as well. Gary, how are you doing, man?
Yeah, about yourself?
Well, I'm getting there.
If I'm on a wood, when is Aberdeen City Council going to stop wasting money on the Union Terrace Gardens when the Education Department is suffering big sale?
Hold on, Gary. Whoa. You've called it Education Department, you could call it Social Department, you could call it the Culture Department, anything. Everybody's suffering nowadays, man. And I mean, it's all, and I hate this phrase myself, it's all to do with budgets. And if there's money available in budgets, the budgets can be used. If there's no money available, you can't use the budgets. So really, you cannot say, I think in fairness, you can't say that Union Terrace money should be taken away and put into some other things, because, you know, that's not going to happen realistically, is it, mate?
I understand where you're coming from here, but at the end of the day, Aberdeen City Council chose to not do all the schools right lessons from the school. They say it was the right thing to do.
Uh-huh.
They built some 6 or 7 new schools, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And now this building's are lying derelict.
Yeah.
Getting vandalised, right lessons said there. Now they should do it wiser just to do them up, keep them going the way they are. And stop cutting money in education. Instead of spending, okay, that Union Terrace money's been set aside.
Yeah.
Been earmarked for that. But at the end of the day, the Education Department, which our council said they wouldn't cut in, they've done it now. They've literally cut the education to the hilt,
okay,
where the teachers are suffering, but yet they're still hell-bent and going ahead with it, i.e. Marshall College and all this money in that Marshall College, school.
Okay, hold on. Two seconds, Gary. I get the feeling that Union Terrace Garden's not number one your priority, yeah?
No, it's not.
Okay, right. Answer me one question, and I'll give you a shout at the education thing, because I hear where you're coming from. Union Terrace Garden, should there be a referendum, or should the council do it themselves? Yes or no?
The council are putting that job to do it themselves. They should decide themselves.
So you reckon the council should make a decision, and there shouldn't be a referendum?
Yes.
Okay, right. Very briefly, but Just, you're talking about the schools and closing down the schools and all that sort of side of thing. And presumably you've got kids at school, and have you have you suffered from this, Gary, or what's the story?
Yes, I am, because at the end of the day, the children's now suffering. They're saying they're not, but they are. It's about time the council just sit up and listen to people who put them into a job. The children are suffering.
Okay, let's slow down. How old are your kids?
9-year-old.
Okay, 9-year-old, and they go to, obviously, an infant school, primary school?
Yes, he does.
Okay. The way I see it is, there's a lot of schools which are old and would be deemed not fit for purpose. Is that fair?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if it's going to cost more to run that school, okay, if it's going to cost more to run that school and more and more and more, sometimes you just got to bite the bullet and say, right, we've got to stop the money hemorrhaging out. And sometimes the answer is amalgamating schools together and changing things. Now, I think you're going to come back at me and say, yes, but that means you're shifting the kids out of the communities and things like that. But it also means the kids are integrating with other communities. Wouldn't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the other way... Go on.
One I'll say for you, right? My son's in a school, right? He's in a class with 34 people, right? Now, it's a mixed class between primary threes and primary fours.
Yes, yeah.
Now,
yeah.
End of the day, if the council's interested in education, which they keep saying the next budget cuts is going to be off of education, they can't cut it anymore, because we're at a point that we're actually doing fundraising to get books for schools.
Yeah. Oh, yes, listen, Gary, I'm not disagreeing with what you're saying. What I'm trying to get round to, the point of the matter is that sometimes, you know, the change has to be done in order to benefit in the future. And it's like Stan was talking about, it's a compromise situation, but it's very difficult, you know, for parents if they think that their kids are not getting the best, because parents always want the best for their kids. That's what parenting is about, isn't it? That's what happens, yep. You know?
And I'll be truthfully honest with you. It's the time they got, it's like children running the council, you know, and I feel, maybe sound blunt, but it's children doing an adult's job in the council.
Okay, right. In that case, are you telling me that the young people are not welcome in the council? It should be an old boys' school.
No. I'm just saying they've got a council leader who's 26 years old, and all well good. He's doing a brilliant job now. But you can see things happening.
Yes.
But to my point is, the education's still being cut. Before this, John Stewart resigned, the education's still getting cut.
Yeah.
And the SNP's manifesto, when they come into power, and I'll go back to their manifest, I've already told them this, they would not cut in education, they would not cut in elderly, and they've done it right, left and centre. Everything they've said, they went back on it.
Yeah, well, I can't disagree with that. However, what I have to do is I have to defend the young politicians, because, you know, youth is always the way forward, just in the natural progression of things, and there's no reason why youth should not be the way forward. It doesn't mean to say you've got to be young to have a young outlook. I know some people who are, shall we say, middle-aged silver surfers.
Like yourself.
Now that's unkind. I'm a youth man, a youth. But yes, point taken, right? I'm lucky. If you want to take me as the example, I'm lucky. I work in an environment which has a lot of young people in it. I'm very lucky to have a lot of young people who I call my friends, and they call me, and I can relate to that. And yes, it keeps you young, and yes, it keeps you in an outlook, right? Now, that doesn't mean to say that on occasions I get the slippers and the pipe out and I act my age, very occasionally. But the point is, it works both ways. These young guys are getting the influence from the elders in the council, and they are learning from them, but they're taking their outlooks, and their outlooks are just as important. However, sometimes you've got to just allow them I think with a council, you've got to listen to the councillor and not look at his age. It's particularly Aberdeen have a lot of young people, and I've spoken to some of them, and they're educated people who have got a passion for Aberdeen. And remember, you've got to have that passion if you want to represent the city, because that's the thing, it motivates you to get your finger out and go and do it, you know?
Now, I can hear where you're coming from, but I'll go back over old ground.
Go on.
SNP came into power and stated they would not cut an
education.
Cut an elderly.
Well, I'll tell you what, Gary. I'll make a deal with you, right? I'll make a deal, right? I've already said it, and I will try and fulfil it. Okay. I am not 100% sure about what the policy is on the education side of things in the city. Agreed? Therefore, yep. I don't particularly want to get into it because I might mislead. But what I will do is I will attempt to find out and try and get what you would call just something that I understand, okay? Mm-hmm. No hubbly-hubbly and juggly-juggly. Just tell me what the story is, and then if I have it, listen up to a future talking, and I'll try and get some form of structure on it, okay? Mm-hmm. And we'll come back to it, because you obviously feel strongly about it.
I just feel strongly. Send it the children's the future of our city.
Hey, listen, yes, but look, I'm going to have the final word here, my friend. The children are the future of our city, right? And that's why I think it's good that we've got youngsters in the council.
Mm-hmm.
Got me?
I can't believe you're coming with me, but Mr. I.E. Salmon is just bypassing Aberdeen Rate Lesson Centre, and it's his manifesto. He said he wouldn't do this. It's going back to old ground. Which I'll come back to another story, but I feel strongly the education is getting cut.
Yes, no. I understand. This is what it's about. If you feel strongly about something, come and vent it off. Trust me, there's subjects I feel very strongly on, you know, education's an important thing for the future. Gary, thanks very much. Thanks for going in with it. You come back and me, and we'll see what we can do about the stuff. You can email me, you can tweet me, Gary, and I'll try and get the information for you, mate. Okay? Okay. Coming back to the phone lines, Jim's sitting waiting patiently, and we've got time. We'll go for a break.
North Sound 2. Listen again.
Here goes Sunday in the talkings, and it's been quite lively up until the moment. We've started off Union Terrace, and we got onto a few other things. It has to be said that some of you guys really... You don't really trust the council for the referendum. You think they might just make up their own mind anyway. But, well, I can't see that happening. Hey, Jim, hello.
Good morning, Tommy.
How are you doing?
Not bad, yourself?
Well, you know, I don't know. I'm just wondering about this referendum. Some people are saying yes, some people are saying no. Gary's getting hot under the collar, and I think maybe rightly so about the education thing, and we're going to try and find out about that. What's your beef today?
Right, I'm one about Union Terrace Gardens.
Oh, well, I'm really glad, because I started off with that, and I've just sort of got waylaid, you know?
I've been listening to your programme, and I've heard it a couple of times about the undesirables, sleeping rough, etc.
Yeah. Now, hey, look, can I just make one point? They've got to sleep somewhere.
That's right.
You know, and whilst they've got to sleep somewhere...
That's my exact point.
Well, the point is, though, just before, the fact that they've got to sleep somewhere is fine, but... The context that we were talking about undesirables was the way that they scare people and they frighten people.
Yeah.
And equally, they've no right to do that.
Yeah. Oh, I agree
okay.
with you.
So that's where I'm sitting on that, man. Right. But now, carry on.
I was an alcoholic 9 years ago, and if it wasn't for my wife, I would be sitting with them in Union Terrace now.
Well, power to your wife, mate.
No.
She obviously loves you.
I worked for the Sirenians as a volunteer.
Yeah.
I've taken people down to the homeless on a Monday morning to see about getting, and they're back there for a fortnight every morning, and they have to wait 3-4 months or somewhere or more.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, they're spending this money in Union Terrace Gardens. The council can't even look after them now. When a tree was blown down, it took them over 3 months to come and cut it up.
Mm-hmm.
Why not spend the money on a hostel or something for us undesirables and leave Union Terrace it is and get the council to tidy it up and keep it clean?
Well, I think the problem... Have you got a radio in the background?
I have.
Could you maybe turn it around? Because I've got very sensitive ears.
Okay, but...
And they are red raw just now. Okay. No, it's a thing you get when I'm in a studio and you've got the radio in the background. I get a whapping in my ears. Okay,
man.
That's good, man. Thank you very much. I can hear you better now as well. Okay, so, but you see, the thing is, though, man. I mean, I hear what you're saying about the money, but it's the allocations of budgets and things. And I know that's an old worn thing, but the homelessness and the people who have to sleep rough—that's a different kettle of fish altogether, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of them. I'll admit, it's their own fault they're homeless.
Yeah.
But working with the Sirenians, I've seen some sad cases in my time.
Yeah.
just through different things. It had turned to the bottle,
well,
turned to drugs. And, you know, to see the people say there's a lot of beggars, well, there'll be a lot more beggars in the D-Union Terrace because there won't be a space for them to sit.
Mm-hmm.
They never need to be atop a Union Street before they even start the Union Terrace Gardens.
Yeah, but you know something? I think... You know what the unfortunate thing about a programme like this is? I'm sitting here, and we sit in for the space of an hour, and there's so many people, and it just shows how much has to be done, wouldn't you think?
Oh, yeah.
You know? And I mean, in a day such as this, you look at how much has got to be done, and you think of the past, and what, you know, what people did in the past in order so we can get the society we have, and that society has still got to do so much to look after its people. You know, and I mean, it seems an unfortunate situation where we're told that we have an affluent society. And I mean, people say that, oh, Aberdeen's protected for the oil and all the rest of it. And I'm sorry, that's wearing thin because the businesses are still going down. There's still lack of money. There's still people getting paid off. I mean, AC Yules, a company that I never thought it would happen to. Never in a month of Sundays. It's one of a family company, an old company. And it's happened.
Oh, yeah.
Bruce Miller's. The music show. You know, where was there a street in Aberdeen without a Bruce Miller?
I know.
AC Yules, a garden company, a window company. It was in Aberdeen. And he's gone. And it just shows it is hitting Aberdeen. And everybody's going to suffer right down the line. And unfortunately, guess what? The people of the homeless variety, unfortunately, it's going to hit them worse. It's coming up to winter, and it is a sad situation for them, really, isn't it?
Oh, it is, yes.
But
I got my eyes open when I started working with the Syrians.
Well, but listen, man.
I'll tell you another thing, Cammy.
Go on.
They built that Union Square shopping centre.
Uh-huh.
Now, I've passed it. I hope I admit I've never been in the shops in it because I'm near a shopper. But if I pass it, there's nothing but crowds and crowds of kids. They use it as a meeting point.
Yeah.
Now, my grandson, he's doing there every Sunday, just hanging about. Now, if they do Union Terrace the way they want to, there'll be hundreds of kids roaming about the place. And people won't even get peace anyway.
Well,
scaring them.
I hear what you're saying, yeah, Jim, but that's, you know, this is not a thing I really would like to do, but I keep saying that's a different story, that's a different thing, and it is.
Mm-hmm.
But does that not reflect the fact this, again, the kids have to go somewhere, they want to do something, they want to have social areas, The kids nowadays are a lot older than they were when I was their age. You know, they have different cultural needs, social needs, and they've got different things they want to do. To me, they want to be older before their time. And when you get to my age, you want to be younger instead of your time, you know?
That's right. My grandson's 14, around 22.
Yeah, hey, you're absolutely right. Yes. And he gives you a fair run for your money, doesn't he?
Aye, he does.
Listen, Jim, I appreciate you telling the story, and good on you, man. And you keep up with the talking, and we'll catch up with it. Okay, thank you.
No bother.
Okay, we're running up towards midday. Sarah, hello.
Morning, Frank.
Yes, Mary. How are you doing, Jean?
I'm just pulling your leg, Cammy.
You can pull my leg anytime, dear.
Well, I guess what I'm going to talk to you about.
What are you going to talk to me about?
Union Terrace Gardens.
You're not, are you?
I know.
You know this, I could have sworn I started talking about that about an hour ago. Come on in, what's your thoughts?
Well, we've really got to put all this into perspective, really. I mean...
Well, we need a woman to put something into perspective.
But...
And if you do, you'll be the first. Go on, girl.
Well, that gentleman was talking about the schools.
Yeah.
It's not just the schools. The council, Aberdeen is... in such a bad way.
Whoa. Yeah, just don't you start. I said that. Don't you steal my thunder. I explained to Gary that there's the social side, the cultural side, the whole lot suffering.
I did
say to Gary that I would try and get some information on the education side.
But it's not just the education side, it's the disability side.
That's what I said.
Everything.
Do you listen?
We've actually opened up a can of worms.
Yeah. Yes.
So it's not just the Union Terrace Gardens that we need to talk about. It's Aberdeen as a whole.
Yeah.
And the West, I really do think the Western Peripheral Route needs to be a priority as well, not just Union Terrace Gardens.
Yeah.
So the council, what the council need to do is sit down and look at the whole of Aberdeen as a whole.
But
you know, the whole thing.
Yes, but that's what they do. That's what they do.
They're not doing that, though.
Oh, no. That's not fair. They are doing it.
But
what you mean to say, without putting words in your mouth, is you just don't think they're doing it quick enough and fast enough.
Exactly.
There we go.
They're having meetings about meetings.
Yes, uh-huh. Well, what we'll do is, as the weeks progress on, what we'll do is we'll try and work it round where we can maybe get some information so we can get Cammy speak so we understand exactly what the situation is so we can debate it with confidence and with knowledge. And come on, what's your favourite one, Sarah? Is it just Aberdeen as a whole?
As a whole. We need to have something there. I mean, I know we're going to have a referendum on the...
Yeah.
I think that's pretty good that we need to have a referendum.
Yep.
But we need not just that, the Union Terrace Garden, everything.
We need everything going. Right, yes. Listen, Sarah, thanks very much for that. Listen up to the talk in the future.
Here.
And we'll see what we can do for you, okay?
Ta-da!
Ta-da!
Bye!
If you want to listen back to this, go on to northsound2.com/listen-again and you'll hear the salient points. And if that gives you any urge to come, well, to get in touch, cammy@northsound2.com. And then next week, 01224-401035, we're looking for your opinions. It's your show. It's your chance to let off steam. We'll see you in the talk in again, same time next week.